97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you so much for tuning in today. My guest is Karen Wallace, who is the president of ABC's Connection Incorporated and the author of the ABC's Journal. Karen, thank you for coming to see me today.
Oh, thanks for having me, Sharon.
It's a joy. Listen, tell us, what is ABC's Connection Incorporated, Karen?
In this business, Sharon, I strive to help people battle for relationships.
Battle for relationships. Tell us more.
Well, the reason I started this company was I wanted to have a good relationship with my mom. I wanted to replace toxic thoughts and words with loving ones in our relationship. I didn't know how to do this and went on an all-out quest for most of my life to figure out what went wrong and how to make it right. It really hit me one day when I looked at my two-month-old daughter in February 2004. I started writing down attitude words and phrases and all kinds of activities we could do together one day. I imagined other people might want to benefit from what I found out.
So that's how it got started? You decided to just begin ABC's Connection Incorporated?
Yes. In my writing down all these attitude words and phrases and all kinds of activities, I found that it was growing. And it wasn't going to just fit on a big poster like I had originally thought. And that became the what I'm calling for short the ABC's Journal. The actual title is ABC's of What Children Need from Their Parents. ABC's You Can Learn Throughout Your Lives.
Now, I can understand you starting it personally for yourself and for your daughter, but what made you decide to turn this into a business?
Well, in order to get an ISBN number, I needed to have a company. And so that's how it got started, simple as that.
Many in our audience may know what ISBN stands for, but why don't you explain it, Karen, for those who don't?
It's the number above the little barcode on the back of books you see and, of course, on most products that you buy.
I think it stands for International Standard Book Number or something like that, ISBN. So your first thought was to write the book, and that's why you need to have the ISBN. So the book preceded the business. Am I hearing that correctly?
Absolutely.
All right. So now get started with the book and then tell us how that book evolved into your business of ABC's Connection Incorporated.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I started writing and it just grew and grew and grew. And I realized that it was not going to fit on a poster like I had originally planned. I thought, okay, I could look at this and it'll remind me to, think right and speak right and act right. So it definitely grew into what is now the ABC's Journal.
So say it another way, what is the objective of your business?
Well, the objective of my business is to get this journal into people's hands who need it like I did.
To help them understand their family, to help them emotionally?
Sure.
All right, let's move on then. Who is your ideal client?
Well, my ideal client are moms whose children are between 10 and 18 years old.
Karen, why that age group?
These are the years when children need, in a more intense way, to connect with their parents on a thought level. The opportunity of talking and listening to words, tone, expression, and body language, and to have influence is greatest while they're still at home.
Now, what is your background for writing this journal?
Well, I have a bachelor's in biology, a master's in psychology, but my greatest resource has been the Bible, which I've been reading for over 30 years.
Okay, so that's an inspiration for you.
Yes.
So tie it together for me. You put together the journal because you were looking at your young daughter, and you knew there had to be something to pull you two together for a relationship, if I have this correct. Am I saying that correctly?
Yes.
All right. And then you started working on this journal, and you decided to get to publish it, so you had to get the ISBN number.
Right.
So as you were plowing through the journal, getting all your thoughts on there, that became the source and the code and the basis of your business. Am I saying that properly,
yes,
Karen?
Yes, you are.
All righty. So let's take the next step. Is the journal the entire business or is there more?
That is the entire business right now, although there are some opportunities to speak, and I'm starting to speak on things like three keys to the path to peace at home through misunderstandings.
Ah. What do you use as the bigger source? You started with your daughter, but it seems to me like you're taking on a life discussion, a way of thinking.
Yes.
How is that helping others?
Well, what I want is for other parents, as well as for myself, to develop strength of mind, capability of communicating all the way through a conflict, wanting them to be able to integrate contradictions that come up, which they do quite often, as we know. But rather than simply managing their anger, they can look perhaps a little bit deeper and see what else might be there.
Got it. How do people know about you? How do you market your business, Karen?
Well, everywhere I go. Primarily at the Chapel Hill Leads Group, where people have cared enough to listen, share ideas, redirect my thinking, and put up with my singing elevator speeches at least twice a month.
Well, it gets everybody's attention. That always works.
Oh, yes.
So, Karen, if someone wanted to contact you to find out how they can get their hands on your ABC's journal, how can they contact you?
They can email me at KarenWallace@abcsconnection.com. And there they can find my phone number as well. And I'm very happy to take calls, do question and answer sessions, and help them see how they can use this to apply it to their lives and their families.
Very good. Karen, your journal sounds intriguing. What do you think your journal will do for others?
I'm hoping that it will help them to self-regulate and not be so easily thrown off balance by stressors that come their way. I want for parents and children to avoid the negative consequences that come from ignoring their relationship. Now, some of those negative consequences, the tendency to sabotage relationships, feelings of neglect, alienation from others, experiencing rejection and distress, producing isolation, leading further distress and poor health. Instead, I want parents and children to reap the benefits that come from sowing seeds of connection. Some of those benefits are healthy relationships with others, stable mood, ability to cope with fear, employability, and physical health over time.
Let's talk some more about that in our second segment, because that sounds like folks could really, really use that just to get stabilized in their own lives. Karen, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll continue with talking about the ABC Connection Incorporated. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today is Karen Wallace, who is the president of ABC's Connection Incorporated and the author of the ABC's Journal. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Karen Wallace, who is president of ABC's Connection Incorporated and the author of the ABC's Journal. Karen, in our last segment, you were talking about toxic thoughts. How can what we think have an impact on our society?
Well, not long ago, Sharon, I heard Fred Black on WCHL talk around the Eve Carson murder and the young man who will face life in prison without the possibility of parole. And he said, it's easier to repair broken children than broken men. He also said that this young man said, nobody's perfect. Everybody makes mistakes. When you have no direction, you become your own standard. Now, also recently, I was at the Chapel Hill Association devoted to Elder Resources. I think that's what it stands for. The acronym is CHATTER. And I learned about the scammers who have become the social support for not a few seniors with limited cognitive impairment. Now, here we have a couple of situations with, you know, a very young person, and we have, you know, elders. And both have something in common here in that there are breaches in the standard that we have been given from the ages. Now, breaches of the first four of the Ten Commandments will deal with our vertical relationship. no other gods, no images, honor his name, keep the Sabbath holy. Those lead to breaches of the last six commandments in our horizontal relationships. Honor authorities, don't murder, don't commit adultery, don't lie, don't steal, don't covet. All right, so these are really generational issues. Seniors who feel that their sense of purpose is lost, they can build a bridge to connect with children and grandchildren and instill morality and love. As far as that young man, you know, maybe his grandmother could have been the one to teach him.
Yes.
And what a different outcome he would have. So really, we need a societal shift, connecting the generational dots, if you will, by connecting thought life to relationship and relationship to health. Now, these situations, they really all begin and end with our thought life. Jesus condemns unrighteous anger the same way he does the act of murder. Lust in the heart, the same as the act of adultery. Now, as odd as this might seem today, in ancient times, a transaction between two parties was binding by dividing and laying down pieces of slain animals. Both parties would then walk between the pieces with the understanding that if either one failed to fulfill his commitment, they would then be like one of those dead animals. Amazing as it may seem, I mean, utterly amazing, God himself, in whose image we were made, passed between the pieces in the form of a smoking furnace and burning lamp, establishing his covenant relationship with Abraham, whom he called friend, signifying that if he were to break his promise to Abraham, then he would be like one of those dead animals. The initiation and fulfillment was 100% God. Abraham added nothing. This was no joint partnership. If I was going to learn how to be devoted to my mom and daughter, I knew I first had to grapple with the idea of a covenant relationship, not a feelings-based relationship. Well, I just feel like killing this person today. Mm-hmm. You know, this vertical relationship continually showers grace on the horizontal relationships I have.
And in your business, is it what you speak on when you want to speak to groups, when you spoke to Chatter? Is this the line that you're sharing with others?
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. So this is your passion, I can imagine.
Absolutely. I think people just don't understand the mercy and the grace that is available to them, or they would go for the help. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't make sense not to.
That's the idea. Well, as we're talking about your business and how you've got the journal and how you're speaking, what struggles do you have, Karen, in trying to get the word out about what you do? How have you discovered what are you dealing with in your business?
Getting out of the way. After so much effort, becoming aware of my thoughts and being authentic, I can so easily drift into the hypothetical, theoretical world and alienate myself from what is real. I think that's because it's hard to face that I fail a lot. Really, the only difference between me and the young man who will face life in prison without the possibility of parole is in degree. Not in kind. Funny thing is, you know, I fail a lot. That's right. Only now, I don't waste my failure on regrets. When you're free to fail and fail big and own it and make amends, you actually succeed. Jesus said, if I strive to save my life, read my success, I lose it. But if I lose my life, read my success, for him, then I save it here and for eternity.
I can imagine then your audience is multi-denominational because whatever you speak on applies to everyone. Would that be fair to say?
Absolutely.
Right. If someone wanted to contact you, Karen, please give us your contact information again.
Yes, it's KarenWallace@abcsconnection.com.
KarenWallace@abcsconnection.com. Absolutely fine. Well, Karen, do you spend your whole day dealing with your business? What else do you do besides dealing with the ABCs Connection Incorporated?
I homeschool my two children.
And I suppose you're teaching them the same line of thought so they can be prepared for life?
Oh, yes. That is my passion.
Is your children.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
Yes, and sharing this so that they're prepared for life.
Right. What was your life like before you started ABC's Connection?
I was working in the corporate world.
What were you doing?
I was talking on the phone with chronically ill patients, supporting them with a listening ear and training colleagues to do the same.
All right. And then when you had your baby, you got out of the corporate world, did you stay in and then decide to move along into your ABC's Connection Inc.? Or did you have them both at the same time?
Well, what happened was my plan was to be with the children and really teach them. And what was interesting is that due to work issues with both my husband and I, and different layoffs and business failings, I was working and he was with the children. So for 5 years in there, I would say he primarily was with them as he was looking for work.
Understand.
Until we switched.
So you switched. There we go. Well, Karen, let's take another break. And when we come back, let's wrap up and hear some more about your business. Is that okay?
Yes.
Great. You're listening to WCHL 97.9. My guest today is Karen Wallace, who is the president of ABC's Connection Incorporated and author of the ABC's Journal. Please stay with us. We will be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
My guest today is Karen Wallace, who is the president of ABC's Connection Incorporated and the author of the ABC's Journal. Karen, what do you see as the future of your business, the ABC's Connection Incorporated?
Helping people battle for relationships on the thought level until I die. Finding the people who want to and need to reframe their stressors and watch them appear on their gratitude list is what keeps me going.
Beautiful.
Witnessing what God is doing to redeem the life of parents and children has redefined success for me. Hearing about those who are using the ABC's Journal as a foundational tool, helping them to challenge their false presuppositions, taking themselves in hand, restraining attitudes and activities that take them away from where they want to go, and freeing them up to connect and do what matters most with the time they now have. Knowing that some people have chosen to internalize these things so that they know how to pray and serve as a buffer for the next generation, helping them to find peace in their home and heart, who decided to go one level deeper until they found the root of their misplaced identity, that they might plan peace and have joy with those they love and in their work, so that they live well and die well with no regret.
Wow. Karen, you mentioned that the ABC's Journal is a foundational tool. If someone wants to get their hands on it, how could they get a hold of the ABC's Journal?
At abcsconnection.com and amazon.com.
Beautiful. And it's called the ABC's Journal, correct?
Well, the full name is ABCs of What Children Need from Their Parents. ABCs You Can Learn Throughout Your Lives.
Say that one more time.
ABCs of What Children Need from Their Parents. ABCs You Can Learn Throughout Your Lives.
Excellent. Karen, as we wind up, what would you like to leave the audience with?
Well, Martin Luther is said to have said, "If the world were to come to an end tomorrow, I'd plant a tree today." Such was his hope in the new heavens and the new earth, where all things will be made new and all wrongs will be made right. What if, at the coffee shop each day, before you dive into your work, you slowed down and spent the first 10 minutes thinking about not only your horizontal relationships, but also about your vertical relationship?
That's beautiful. How do you think your children, your family, even not just your daughters, but your whole family, is relating to everything that you're talking about?
Well, it's wonderful that we get to talk about what really goes on inside. If we see a look, even, we know that we need to talk about it. So we don't let little things slide because they turn into monumentous things that you read about on the 6 o'clock news.
And that's so sad.
We do not want that for anyone if we can prevent it.
Beautiful, Karen. You have I could say you're boiling the ocean, but you're really not. You're doing what you can to try to change things for the better. And I thank you so much for coming to talk with me today.
Thank you so much for having me, Sharon. It was such a pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for tuning into WCHL, Today's Business, 97.9. My guest today has been Karen Wallace, who is the president of ABC's Connection Incorporated and the author of the ABC's Journal. That's our show for today. Thank you for listening.